Tom and Mr. Leggett.
Next is Tom Toll's editorial cartoon, and central to the cartoon is a figure sitting on a throne. The figure is dressed in ermine robes, has a scepter in his hand, and a large crown. And above the figure is a banner that says Fenty. A man is before the throne reading from the newspaper, and he says, "People are calling you an unresponsive mayor." And Mayor Fenty says, "Mayor?" And in the cartoonist's footnote at the bottom of the page, Mayor Fenty, dressed in a crown, says, "We are confused, but not amused." And that's Tom Toll's editorial cartoon. We'll turn now to the op-ed page of the Washington Post, and we'll return control of the microphone to Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett.
Thank you very much. The next piece is by William Crystal, Bill Crystal, "A Good Time to Be a Conservative." Benign peasant conservatives, elites, and establishment-friendly Republicans, big shots yearn for the more moderate, temperate, and sophisticated Republican Party. It is not likely to happen, and probably just as well. The Gallup poll released Monday shows the public's conservative as a high water mark. Some 40% of Americans call themselves conservatives, compared with 36% who self-describe as moderates and 20% as liberals. The conservative number is at a high as it has been in the two decades that Gallup has been asking this question. What's more, fully 72% of Republicans say they're conservative. 35% of independents do so as well. And presumably, the percentage of conservatives among independents who might be inclined, were the rules permitted, to vote in GOP primaries would be much higher. The implications of this for the Republican Party over the remaining 3 years of the Obama presidency are clear. The GOP is going to be pretty unapologetic conservative. There aren't going to be a lot of moderate Republicans' victories in inter-party skirmishes, and with the caveat that the Republican world can, of course, change quickly. There will be conservative Republicans' presidential nominee in 2012. The nominee seems unlikely to be a current office holder. Right now, the four leading GOP candidates nominated are private citizens. In a recent Rasmussen poll, the only conservative with double-digit support among Republicans were Mike Huckabee at 29%, Mitt Romney, 24%, Sarah Palin, 18%, and Newt Gingrich, 14%. These four are running way ahead of various senatorial and gubernatorial possibilities. So a party that has over the past two decades nominated a vice president, George H.W. Bush, a senator, Bob Dole, a governor, George W. Bush, and another senator, John McCain, now has as its front runners four public figures who are, to one degree or another, outsiders. To an extent, this situation is the product of accidental circumstances, and it could change. But when one considers the anti-Washington and anti-political mood in the country, especially among conservatives, it's easier to see it is not changing. Indeed, I suspect that the person most likely to break into this group of frontrunners would be a businessman who stands up against President Obama's big government proposals, a retired general who objects to Obama's foreign policy, or a civic activist who rallies the Republicans against some liberal outrage. If a Republican elected officer emerges, it will probably be because he or she champions some populist cause, not because that person is a fine representative or senator or governor. One reason is that many Republicans lack confidence, not just in Congress, but even in Republican members of Congress. In last week's post-ABC News poll, a plurality of respondents disapprove of Obama's type health care reform. In other words, they agree with the Republicans in Congress, but when asked how much confidence they had in congressional Republicans to make the right decisions for the country's future, only 19% of the respondents expressed much confidence in the GOP, well behind the confidence levels in congressional Democrats, 34%, and Obama, 49%. Obviously, many Republicans and conservatives and lots of moderates and independents will probably be grateful to Mitch McConnell if he can stop Obamacare and to John Kyle if he can induce the president to embrace the stronger foreign policy. But it is unlikely that the majority party in Congress will be the source of bold new conservative leadership over the next 3 years. Even if Republicans pick up the House in 2010, the party big ideas and themes for the 2012 presidential race will probably not emanate from Capitol Hill. The center of gravity, I suspect, will indeed lie with individuals such as Palin and Huckabee and Gingrich, media personalities like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, and activists in town halls and tea parties. Some will lament this, but over the past year, as those voices have dominated, conservatives have done pretty well in the body politics, and Republicans have narrowed the gap with Democrats in test ballots. And next week, in real balloting, conservative Republicans are likely to win in Virginia, a state Obama carried. Meanwhile, a liberal Republican nominated by the GOP establishment for the special congressional election in upstate New York will probably run third behind the conservative Republican running in the conservative party line, who may in fact win. The lesson activists around the country will take from this is that the vigorous, even if sometimes irate, conservative populist message seems to be more effective in revitalizing the Republican Party than an attempt to accommodate the wishes of liberal media elites. So, the GOP is likely for the foreseeable future to be a conservative mind and in the populist mood. In American politics, there are worse things to be.